You're listening to Open Airways, stories from the back of the ambulance.
I'm here with Steve Canarian, who was one of the urban search and rescue team responders the morning of September 11th, 2001. Steve, tell us about your experiences that morning.
Well, the morning of September 11th, I was a lieutenant in the Bronx, and it was a very unexpected event when the planes hit the Twin Towers, and we lost the Twin Towers. And it was just outside the realm of everything we've ever experienced, as diverse as the mass casualty incidents are in New York City. And there's some poignant moments that I really remember. And the first was sending a couple of EMTs down to the Twin Towers who are hazmat qualified. And one of them actually was having trouble reaching both his father and his stepfather, who are both fire lieutenants. His mother and father had been divorced. And I remember when they were going downtown and they drove out the building, it was a very empty feeling. And I thought, as I saw the ambulance bay open and the sun come in, I says, this must be a lot what it's like when in Vietnam, when the airplanes would leave the aircraft carrier, because I really didn't know if I'd ever see them again. It was just a very scary time. On the radio, you could hear medics saying, I can't breathe, I can't see, I can't breathe. And when we really thought the weapons of mass destruction were being used, but it really was just the dust and the debris and the smoke. I also remember going downtown with the urban search and rescue team, and the most poignant moment to me was when we were standing at the base camp, and there was no forward motion, no forward plan. The city was brought to its knees like a prize fighter that was just out of its breath. The infrastructure, the fire department, the police department were nearly wiped out. We lost the very antennas on the Twin Towers that manage our radios. And just that feeling of no forward motion. And from that point, we went downwind, took that downwind walk into harm's way to see what was going on. And thankfully, I had the best training and the best equipment. And that's why I don't have any medical problems. And I really want to share these tips and these experiences about EMS people in my new book that's coming out, called The Downwind Walk, Paramedics Experiences After the Attacks of September 11th. And we used time, distance, and shielding and the right safety equipment to really protect ourselves. And it's a lot of interesting stories about people that people don't know, how EMTs did simple acts of bravery. And also there's a lot of people that I worked with that died after 9/11 that their names aren't called off on September 11th. And I'm putting forward all these stories for future EMS EMTs and paramedics who'd like to know what happened. Because I think among the EMTs and medics in New York City, we think it was a bad multi-casualty terrorist event. But when you step back and you think about it, you really realize it's a piece of American history. And I'd like to write it all down and share it with EMTs and medics while we're all still here. You know, this years from now, people will be able to look at it and say, this is how these guys survived. This is how they got through that day. Because terrorism has a way of coming back every so often. And if you notice, the fatalities and injuries seem to grow exponentially each time. Oklahoma City, we lost 220 people. You know, World Trade Center, we lost 3,000 people, and we continue to lose people. So I'd like to write these things down and share with EMTs and medics in the future, because very rapidly we're losing the experience of 9/11 as people retire. I hope you look for the book online and learn from the book.
Again, I want to thank you for taking the time to come in and share that story with us, Steve. And again, the title of that book will be?
The Downwind Walk, A Paramedic's Experiences on September 11th, 2001.
Thank you, Steve.
Open Airways podcasts are produced by FISDAP with support from EMSResponder.com. All recordings express the opinions and experience of the speaker and do not constitute legal or medical advice. This and other recordings can be found at www.openairways.net.